Loony doesn't she refuses to be categorized. Cause she ain't no basic bitch, motherfucker. She ain't no basic bitch. She's just a hussy in the car doing school run. Doing school run. And singing a song to imaginary friends through the phone. How's it feel to be an imaginary friend? Does it feel a little bit like a kid who's got a teddy bear and like you're the teddy bear and he's talking to you and you're like, well, I am actually in here. I don't know. So it's been a busy week. My golly gosh. I just finished filming all the stuff for Midas Touch, which has been amazing. And like usually, you know, I know we're all going to say, oh, you know, I just did this thing. It's amazing. Blah, blah, blah. No, this was actually fucking incredible. Like, it's a very different energy to what I've done in recent years, and it's a very kind of channeled work, and I feel like a lot of the messages in it are things that I needed to hear, and it just feels like just really potent and beautiful and kind of very spiritual in a way that, you know, remember, like, for those of you who've been around freaking forever, you remember the Goddess Leonie days, and like I was so much more in that space, and I'm not really sure why I'm not in that space anymore. Like, it just didn't, like, becoming a parent was really enormous to me, and I felt like I in some ways had to kind of really come into the physical world and be a lot more practical, and you know, there's totally a place and a space for that as well, and I can't like turn off that side of me as well, in terms of like I do have like a very like left brain and right brain, I'm both, so it's not saying that I like I've gone down like the wrong path, but it just to go into this kind of more woo space again has felt really, really touching. So I'm really grateful. I don't know what will come out of it next, but the comments from people who've been doing the program are just so, so beautiful and touching. And I just saw one actually that said that she wasn't even in, like, she didn't sign up for Midas Touch. She just had joined the academy, and that morning she'd pulled like a card deck and asked what message you need to know next, and it was Midas Touch, and she was like, oh wow, okay. And then a couple of hours later got the email in her inbox that as an academy member she gets Midas Touch for free, and she was like, oh holy smokes, I am supposed to be here. So I was like, oh, that's so magical. I love that. Other things I wanted to say. Some other things I wanted to say. So that's, gosh, my brain's obviously a little fluttery. It's been a big week, obviously. We just said that. Other thing I wanted to say. I have been having this, I don't know, idea, thought, vision for a bit now. What I think I might do is, there's a new podcast studio that's just opened up I don't have my parking. I love that, but that is where we're at. There's a new podcasting studio that's opened up and near my house, and I keep getting this feeling that I should go rent it out for a few hours and see if one of my besties wants to come with me and, like, I don't know, interview me, and we can just also just talk about stuff, and we also do like film recording of it. So for anyone who likes a video podcast, you could watch it instead. Anyway, I keep thinking about that. What do you think? Tell me, like, what do you think? I mean, obviously you're here for the talking shit in the car kind of stuff, but would that kind of thing be a vibe? I guess it's hard to know until I actually do it, right?
Anyway, email me, support@leoniedawson.com, so I can find out your thoughts. And then, of course, like, I'm going through this massive launch at the moment with the Academy doubling its prices at the end of this month. So that's, it's just wildly busy, really. And it feels really thrilling. And I also just have a lot on my plate at the moment. And now, and so I'm like, Leonie, do you really need to be adding video podcast into that mix? And I don't know, do I? Maybe I do, though. I love following ideas. I really do. I really do. I am planning a big weekend. Big weekend of, I'll probably read some books and I'm going to play some games as well. We have taken to what I really like on a weekend afternoon is we, me and the kids and Chris, we will play Super Mario Party, I think it's called. You just do all these like little mini games together on the Nintendo Switch. And then we'll also finish it off with a basic bitch round of Mario Kart driving. And my kids are really good at it. I am not, but it still makes me cackle anyway. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. I'm looking forward to playing some games and playing some card games as well, because I really like card games. So I've been playing Monopoly Deal all week with my husband, and usually I beat him, but he has had an absolutely stellar week. So he's been beating me every single day, and I cannot even begin to tell you how wild that is. He's as shocked as I am. But I also think he needs the win. Like, my husband, our elderly dog, has been really unwell this week. This sweet little thing. And my husband has just been the most wonderful caretaker to her. Just day and night, just the ultimate nurse. He really is. And the thing that I've been watching just kind of in awe as well, how much he doesn't complain. Like, obviously it's big and it's hard on him, and like, some days he's sleep deprived, but he does it in a way that's way less bitchy or complainy than I would. Let's be real. So, yeah, that's just a really nice, yeah, it's just very inspiring to me. It's inspiring. Were there more things I wanted to talk about? Oh shit, I've got to do some more stuff on my laptop before I pick the kids up. I should go do that. Either way, I'm just glad that you're here. Thanks for being you. Oh, if you haven't already, I did a couple of like lives this week on Instagram. Find me on Instagram. One is a meditation and one's just like more of a talk through about some of the big things I'm thinking through and feeling. So if that sounds like your vibe, go check it out on the Instagram. Okay, thanks for being you. And yeah, let's see what new things get made next. Obviously, I'm out of executive functioning. I'm just ramble central and beep.